Morning, Brooke.
Good morning, Fred. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, hanging in there. Ready for another week.
Yes, another week. And it is a big week. And you reflect this on your cover story today in the business section in the Las Cruces Sun News. A big week because for many years now, I've lived here about 5 years, so I know it's more than 5 years, there has been a huge vacancy in the Mesilla Valley Mall in Las Cruces, and that vacancy is no more. Conn's is opening up.
Yeah, the old Bell's building. I'm thinking it's been closer to 10 years, but I don't know for sure. Has been empty for a long time. Conn's bought that. Conn's Inc. out of they're out of the Houston area, and last year they bought that space and they've been working on it and renovating it, and they're about ready to go now. They sell electronics, appliances, furniture, mattresses, even lawn equipment and computers and that sort of stuff. So it's a pretty varied amount of products in that store. It'll be different. It's interesting that it's another big store that sells appliances right next to Sears. But, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And mostly I think they're on electronics and appliances and that sort of stuff. I was over there last week and talked to their manager and stuff while they were busy getting the sign finalized and had workers up on ladders and were unloading a bunch of the merchandise and wheeling it inside. So
yeah, and interesting too, because this is really a situation where they're really bucking the normal trend, which has been big national retailers that have the buying power to sell electronics and appliances and furniture, etc., at a lower price. They are a regional chain, but they're growing nonetheless. El Paso has one, Albuquerque has one, and now Las Cruces.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they certainly are. They grew, they originally grew east. They moved into Louisiana, and when they started expanding and started going all over Louisiana and everything, and now they're all over Texas, and they're coming our way now, too. I've never been in one myself yet, I mean, and actually officially been in shopping type of experience. But the people who've been to the ones in El Paso and Albuquerque have had good things to say about it. So it'll be interesting to see. And, you know, I just can't reiterate enough how important last year was as far as filling space. You know, the old Dick's Sporting Goods moved into the old Sportsman's Warehouse space that we know of. And Fala's moved into the old Toys R Us building. And those are some big empty buildings we had just a year ago. We were wondering what was going to happen to them. Now all three have been filled, so that's good news for Las Cruces.
Sure is, and there is a new one now, of course, on El Paseo with the old Kmart store. So you fill a couple and you get another one. So there's
yeah, that's true.
There's always that. But hey, it is very positive to have all three of those filled in such a short amount of time after such long vacancies with our difficult recovery.
And that Kmart location, what a great location now. It's always been a pretty good location, but since Pros Ranch moved in and reinvigorated the El Paseo area there, and that whole plaza is booming, for lack of a better word. I mean, there's lots of stores. There's lots of customers going in and out. I can't speak to, bottom lines over there, how they're doing, but to me it seems like they're doing really well. There's a lot more excitement. So right there on El Paseo, what a great location to put something. So we'll try to keep our ears to the ground and find out what's going on over there.
Absolutely. All right. The profile this week is a good topic for mornings. A new coffee shop, huh?
Yeah, definitely. It's called Johnny Lolita's. And it is down in La Union.
La Union.
I always want to say La Union.
There you go.
Well,
I do too, but we say
Pennsylvanian.
Make it quick. If you say it quickly, that helps.
La Union. There you go.
La Union, right?
They're at 3200 South Highway 28, and it's a coffee shop. And they also grind their own coffee there. They wanted to have a place where people could get different kinds of coffees, kind of like you can go and taste different kinds of wines, or they can go different kinds of coffees or beers or that sort of stuff, because they call themselves micro roasters. And it's just opened about 2 months ago. It's a husband and wife team, Sean and John Smith. They came over to this area from Phoenix a while back and never thought they would open a coffee shop, but here they are doing that. They sell coffee by the cup, and they have donuts and a few breakfast and lunch items. And they're hoping to have a full kitchen here at some point down the road.
All right. Well, good luck to them. And What's New has some new eating and drinking places.
Yeah, it sure does. As of this, at 6 a.m. this morning, the new IHOP place at University Avenue is supposed to open. It started open at 6 a.m. and it's going to be going for 24 hours now. That's at 351 East University Avenue, in front of the Plaza Suites there, near the corner of University and Turrentine Drive. So that's one of those places that have been working. They were working on it all through last week, still getting it ready right up until the time to open up. And so now we're a two IHOP town here in Las Cruces. Of course, the other one's up on off of North Main on, you know, Baton, I think is the address. But
yes, and Del Rey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shorty's Food Marts in Las Cruces, you recognize them around town. The three of them have been sold. The owner is Dave Hooker. He's owned them for a long time, and he also owns the Arroyo Plaza, which he still has. But he sold the Shorty's Food Marts to J&R Holdings, which is a family company. And so that's another thing. They got new owners for those places. And then speaking of Dave Hooker, he told me about a new place called New York Pizza Slice Company that's coming probably in June in the Arroyo Plaza. If you remember, there used to be a cupcake shop there. It has closed down, and now there's going to be a pizza place in there. So
okay,
we'll expect that to come in about June. And Maison de Mesilla down there has a new manager. Zan Steinberg is his name. He used to be with St. Clair Winery. Now he's moved across the road and has taken over day-to-day operations of Maison de Mesilla, which is, of course, a restaurant and hotel right there on Avenida de Mesilla.
Okay, good luck to him. Well, the Babbling Brook this week, the difference between the haves and the have-nots. And I'm guessing this involves the Pew Research study that came out last week.
It sure does. It sure does. It showed that the top 7%... during the 2 years following the recovery from the recession, the upper 7% of wealth rose by 28% their wealth distribution, while the other 93% dropped by 4%. And the question is why, and a big reason is that it's a lot of the top owners have their money in investments, which shot up after the recession. And while most of us have ours in our land or our houses and that stuff, which still struggled for several years, so we're starting to see some movement in the home business sales and the average price and all that sort of stuff. So the hope is that that'll start to pull us up as well a little bit.
Yeah.
I hope you don't mind me saying us. I assume you're one of the 93%.
You can assume that. Absolutely. the top 7% did much better in the recovery period between 2009 and 2011. Another interesting statistic from that study was that the top 7% have 63% of the wealth in this country, up from 56% just a few years ago. But
yeah,
that's a staggering percentage.
That
it's
is.
Really interesting.
That is.
All right. Well, fascinating stuff, and I'm sure you have some interesting musings on that we can read in today's Las Cruces Sun News. Differences in the recovery. Brooke Stockburger is the business editor at the Sun News, and he's with us every Monday. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.
Editor at the Sun News. He's with us every Monday.